Tonight's shiur is Siman Kuf Chav Dalid, Se'iv Zayin Ches and Tes. Se'iv Zayin. Lo yasiach sichas chulin b'shor sheshdech si b'choiz ha'tfila. Do not talk any ordinary conversation when the Sheikh Sibur is repeating Chazaras HaShatz. V'msach, if someone did talk, hu choyte, he's sinning. V'godol avonim in aso, his sin is too great to bear. V'goyim bo, and you shout him down. The Mos says, V'lamed bonov ha'ketan shi'anu amen, one should teach his young children to answer amen. K'miyach ha'tinuk oina amen, yesh ha'chirik l'olam haba. As soon as a child responds amen, he has a share in olam haba. One cannot talk ordinary conversation during Chazaras HaShatz. What's the limit to say? Even if he has a mind to be careful, at the end of each bracha, he'll be quiet. At the end of the bracha, he'll be quiet. He'll answer amen. That doesn't do it. The Shlo writes, I saw those who tremble to fulfill the word of Hashem. They'll have a siddur open in front of them during Chazaras HaShatz. And their eyes and heart, their full attention is on the Chazaras HaShatz. They shouldn't look out of the siddur. They pay attention to every word of the Sheikh Sibur. That is the best way to fulfill the Sibur's role of Chazaras HaShatz, paying attention to the Sheikh Sibur. If one does talk, his sin is too great to bear. El Yarab writes the name of Kobo. Woe to those who talk during davening. We have seen many shuls that were destroyed because of this chet. There should be people appointed to watch over that people should be talking in shul. I was davening in Muncie in Vishnu Space Medrash, and they explained to me there are 6 gaboyim that the Rebbe appoints, and it's a big covet for the Rebbe to appoint you, and these gaboyim have one job, to make sure it's quiet during davening. They patrol, so to speak, like inside the ushers, they patrol the aisles during the shots, no one talks. And these are gaboyim that the Rebbe appoints to make sure decorum is upheld. The quiet gaboyim, that's their job. That is their responsibility. That's what he's saying. Hakatanim. The Amor says one should train his children to answer amen. And he should train them to stand in shul with the proper sense of awe and fear. Those who are too small for this, they run back and forth in shul, laughing. They shouldn't come to shul. Their habits and their youth become their nature later on. And they disturb the tzibur in their davening. And besides this issue about your kids, when a father does bring little children to shul, he has to make sure about their clothing and their shoes. They should be clean. You don't want to be a stumbling block for people davening within the Dalai Lamas if they have on their shoes something from the street that shouldn't be in shul. We go through this in Bekan Sim and Payalif. So the whole list, if the child dirties himself or wets himself or the shoes are dirty or the clothes, all the halachas. Se'if Ches. Loyane Amen Chatufa. The Gemara says one cannot say Amen Chatufa. Dahayin, what's Amen Chatufa? Kilu ha'alaf nekuda b'chatef. It's as if the Aleph has a shva. I haven't quite figured out what that means. How do you pronounce the Aleph with a shwa at the beginning of the word? You're not pronouncing it properly. In addition, Amen Chatufa could mean you should not be too quick to answer Amen before the one saying the bracha finishes the bracha. Make sure he finishes the bracha before you answer Amen. Similarly, there's halacha lo yana Amen Chatufa. Don't answer Amen Chatufa. What's that? That Hashem Mechaser Kriyas Hanun. That you cut off the end of the amen, you don't hear the nun. You don't pronounce the nun properly, that it's noticeable. The ma adds gamla yafsik bem samila. Also, you shouldn't break the word in half, amen. You shouldn't have a hefsik in between. Third, Veloyana Amen Yisayma. Shulchan Aruch says, don't say Amen Yisayma. What's Amen Yisayma? Tehainu Shuchai Bebracha Achas. It's a case when you're obligated in a bracha. Ushliach Tzibur Mevarach Osa. The Shliach Tzibur saying the bracha to be motzi you. Zeno Shayma, but you don't hear it. Afa Pish Yodea Eze Bracha Mevarach Hashliach Tzibur. You know what bracha he's saying, but you don't hear it. If you answer Amen to that bracha, it's considered Amen Yisayma. Me'achash Lo Shema'a. Since you didn't hear it, Oyana Achav Amen. You shouldn't answer Amen. That's called Amen Yisama. The Ramah gives a different definition. The Ramah says V'yesh Machmirin Da'afilu Einu Mechoyev Ba'Oseh Bracha. It doesn't have to be a bracha I'm obligated in. It could be a bracha I'm not obligated in. And don't hear the bracha. Oyana Amen. Don't answer Amen. If any Yodeh Be'ezeh Bracha Kai Sheh Tzib. If you don't know what bracha the Sheh Tzib is up to, Tezenami Mika Amen Yisama. That's also called Amen Yisama. V'lo yamtim in anies amen. There's another definition of amen yisama. Don't delay to answer the amen, because if the bracha ends and then you finally wake up later to answer amen, that amen's an orphan. It's like, what is it going to? V'lo yamtim in anies amen. Don't delay in answering amen. Elimiyad kishakil ha-bracha yane amen. As soon as the bracha is over, you should answer amen. So there's a discussion about each of these things. Amen chatufa. It might mean mispronouncing the Aleph, it might mean saying the Amen before the bracha was over. Amen Yisayim is the same kind of shayla. Is it referring to a bracha you mechuyib but didn't hear the bracha, or you didn't bracha not mechuyib didn't hear the bracha, or does it mean that I'm answering Amen and it's not connected to the bracha? The Mechaber concludes, "V'lo ya'ane Amen kitzara, and do not say Amen kitzara. Ela arucha kitzas. The Amen should not be too brief. It should be a little bit extended. Kadesh yuchal lomar keil melech ne'amon." In the time it takes to say Keil Melech Ne'amon, which is the Rosh HaTevis of Amen. V'lo yach b'yoyis midai, but don't take it too long. L'fish ein kriyas ha-teva nishmas k'shmach yoyis midai. Once you extend the word too long, you lose the word. You don't hear the word anymore. Sif katan chav tes b'chataf. A person should not say Amen chatufa. That means saying the Aleph, the Nikun of a chataf. Perush, what does that mean b'shva? V'hu adin similarly shlo yomer amen b'shar nekudas. The amen should not have any nekuda. The aleph should have nothing but a kamis. It shouldn't be a b'shuruk or b'choylem kagavna. It can't be ooh, it can't be oh. Ki b'kol zeh ein mashmos perush loshen hamonim hamonas devarim. Saying it like that doesn't express the concept of it's true. Ala yikra ha'aleph b'kamas gadol. It's a tenua gadola under the aleph, oh, clearly pronounced. That's how you say it. Sifkal Lamed, Kodem Shiyasayim, another Mahalach of Amen Chatufis, he says the Amen before the bracha is over. It's Amen to say, Sheyavdenat Shiyasayim Ashatz, Kol Hateva Achron Lagame. He should wait until Shiyasibir finishes the last word entirely before saying Amen. V'yesh Anoshim Shemaschil Manos Ba'od Shiyasib Amen Daim Achasi Teva Achrona. There are times people begin the Amen when the Shiyasibir is still halfway through the last word. This is also what's wrong. Now the Shiyasibir also has to be careful, because sometimes he dreidels that last word and people think they're supposed to answer Amen and he's still chazening away. So it's on his part also to end succinctly. Sivka Lemon Aleph Shuhu Chayiv Amen Yisoyma. The Mechaber begins, it's when you're Mechuyiv in a bracha. Das HaMechaber, the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. The daf gemrotz lotzeis beis a bracha. It's only if you want to be yotz a bracha. Shulchai, that he's obligated in kagon. Shulchai, lotzeis di tefila v'kiddush kegavne. He wants to be yotz a davin, he wants to be yotz a kiddush. Avlam einu chaber, if he's not obligated, gon shekvar hispal asma. For instance, he davened already. After mitzvah, the kol adam l'shmar chazor seshatz, even though it is a mitzvah for everyone to listen to the chazor seshatz, mikom alkom ein lof chiyuv ba'atzmiyus ha-bracha, but it's not like he's obligated in this actual bracha. The kol shkenim ha-amin hu mistam brachas alman, certainly if the amin is for a general bracha at large, mutl das ha-mechaber, according to Shulchan Aruch, it is permitted, la'anos to answer amin. Afshu eni yodel is a bracha on it, even though he doesn't know what bracha he's answering to. Rakshas shom lachem shom, he just hears other people answering, which, when you think about it, as a gefaltig olam teshus, for people who are sleeping during chazor seshatz, their eyes are open, and they have no clue what's going on. They can't answer amen to the Sheikh Sieber, and if you'd stop and say, what bracha does he answer amen to? Huh? So, according to the Mechaber, that's okay. It's not amen yisayim, because he davened already, so. Ramah b'hagol polik, but Ramah disagrees. Ramah in the note disagrees, but ayis had he asked, I feel the b'chol brachas, even all the brachas. If he does not know what bracha he's answering to, so then that's amen yisayim. It's a terrible thing. Sifkal na'abeis, afal pisha yodea. Even though he knows what bracha Sheikh Tzibur is up to, Gon Shumakr, if he say the brachas, he knows the order of the brachas. Oh, Shachisim Mishmor Aksof Bach made this miss the end of the bracha or the beginning of the bracha. So the Machabe differentiates if he's Mechuyev or not. So if Kol Lama Gimel, the Ramah says, it makes no difference. You don't answer Amen no matter what, unless you know what the bracha it is. If you know the bracha, and if he knows what bracha he's answering to, Mutal Nos Bechol Brachas, he can answer all the brachas, Afil Chasas, even Chasas, Kivin Shrei Spal, Ve'enu Mechuyev Etzim Bracha, since he dams not Mechuyev in the bracha. I mean to say, even in the Ramah, you don't have to hear the bracha. You have to know what bracha he's up to. Which is back to Alexander from Mitzrayim. He knew what bracha he's up to, just didn't hear the bracha. If you know what bracha it is, and not Mechuyev, so it's not an Amin Yisrael. Now there are Achronim who are more strict with Chazos HaShatz. Which feel they hold. Since the Chacham instituted Chazos HaShatz, afilu kul mispal, even if everyone davened, we consider it as if they are mechuyev in the bracha, and he should not respond, even if he knows which bracha Shliach Tzibur is up to. If he did not hear the Shliach Tzibur say the end of the bracha, one should be concerned about this. These are the Shmor called Berachas Manasi Pir Shliach Tzibur Guf. They are every bracha from the Shliach Tzibur himself. The Gambalavach, and besides, mitzvah lecharim lishmor berachas shliach tzibur, because else if doubt, greater sense if doubt, is the mitzvah listen to shliach tzibur's brachas. Al b'diavad afil mosham, but the other he did not hear the bracha. Lakshayada is the bracha which one asks me hashatz, but he knows what bracha the shliach tzibur is up to. Yana amin can answer amin. Can try to spell mouth since he already davened. If he doesn't know what bracha he's up to, according to Rav Moh, he cannot answer. According to the Mechaber, he can answer since he's not mechuyev. Sifkal namadad miyad. A person should answer Amen right at the end of the bracha. So maybe you say you have Tuch Kedei Dibur. The amount of time it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. V'shir Tuch Kedei Dibur hu Machlekes HaPoskim. There is a Machlekes HaPoskim how long Tuch Kedei Dibur is. Yesh Oimim Shlosha Teva, some say three words. V'yesh Oimim Arba Teva, some say four words. U'b'yoyis V'zeliyan No'kal. But after that, you shouldn't answer. D'ha B'chal Amen Yisom. That's already Amen Yisom. U'b'et Sibur Kaimelon. When you have it Sibur, we hold. That if the tzibur had not yet finished answering amen, so it's still part of the bracha. Everyone could respond with them. And the be'alocha. As soon as the bracha is over, you should answer amen. If the shliach tzibur is extending the tune of v'imru amen, yom hakol amen. Yeah, don't wait for him. Let's answer Amen. Ki anigin have a hefsek. The singing is a hefsek. Because the imu Amen is not really part of the kaddish, so to speak. The davke marach habi v'nigin. Only if it's a long time in the nigin. The davke in the kaddish, this only works for kaddish. Shvar kila etzem bakosha, he already finished the actual request. Achra tevas, afterwards, bizman kariv. O achra tevas, damian b'almah. Aval im ha-shiach tzibur marach b'shar bracha b'sobe is a nigin. But if it's a different bracha, and the shiach tzibur is marach at the end, with some kind of tune, lo yana Amen, you can't answer Amen. As long as you didn't finish the actual word of the bracha. Sukkah Lamavav, Amen Kitzara. You should not say the Amen too briefly. It looks like it's a burden. You want to get it over with. It should be enough time to say, that's the title of Amen. It is the Rosh Tevis as well. Se'if tes, im yesh ketsas me ha'onim shema arichin yosemidai. If some people answering Amen are taking too long, and tzorach la'mavorach la'hamtin lehem, the one who's saying the bracha doesn't have to wait for them. Mr. Burus of Kol Namazayin, ketsas me ha'onim. Av la'loiv ha'tzibur mechuyu la'hamtin b'chal tefillah. When a tzir tzibur is doing chazos hashatz, he should wait for the majority of the tzibur to answer Amen before continuing. So lahaskel bebrocha shalachre ashiyano amen. He should not begin the next bracha till most of the tzibur said amen. V'chein bekaddish, same thing with kaddish. So lahaskel yisparach ashiyano harov amen heishem rabba. He should not continue yisparach until most of the tzibur said amen heishem rabba. V'chein kol kegam. This is true of any place where the tzibur is reciting. But when a seinu harabim, due to our many sins, habi anoshim nesholim b'zeh, many people stumble with this. Kesh mispalim lefnei hat amud edam for the amud. Shechoyt from the haskel bracha shlachra takeif achas sin brachlofnei. They're catching some kind of train. I don't know what's going on. They're rushing. They got to start that next bracha the minute they finish the previous bracha. They're not waiting b'chlal for the tzibri and so amen. But I'm shai tshuva shehevi zeh me'akev av di'evet. Shai tshuva says me'akev, meaning to say, she'osu shuv la'anos amen olel. You cannot say amen to a bracha when the shi'at tzibri start the next bracha. V'kivu shi'at tzibri bracha acheres, it's done. In other words, the amen is like connected to the bracha. And if he starts the next bracha, you can't say amen anymore. It's the previous bracha. So it's wrong. The Sheikh Tzibur has got to wait for the Tzibur to answer amen before he continues the next bracha. The Be'er Locha says, what if it's the miut that's being marich? Because they're saying it normal, and the roiv are saying b'merutza. Then you have to wait for the miut. But that's not usually what's going on.
What if he's still within his...
Once you start the next bracha, there's no Torah Dibur anymore. It's over. Torah Dibur is only until you start the next bracha. The minute you start the next bracha, Torah Dibur is over. Torah Dibur just means the bracha still goes on. But it doesn't go on when you start the next bracha. Sivkon lamaches, ein sarach ha-mevarech v'chulu. So the mevarech doesn't wait for yechidim who take longer than they should for the amen. This is when the bracha is not a chiyah for everyone to hear. But if the bracha is to motzi the tzibur, whether he's shliach tzibur, someone else making a bracha. This could be for shofar, this could be for megillah. Then he has to wait in for those who are in error and extend the amen. In order that they should also fulfill their requirement and be as the brachas. So by Chzoras HaShatz, we say he doesn't have to wait for those who are marach too long. But for a bracha that they're takam achuyivin, he has to wait. And if someone has a speech impediment and it takes him longer to get the amen out than he would like, he would like to say it quicker, but he can't, we wait for him. We takam wait for him. If being moitz to him is chiyiv, you have to wait for him. It's only because there's a shas that we say we're not going to wait for yechidim.
So
but for the sake of mechuyah, we have to wait.
So